Hey, fighters, you ever feel like everyone's got a damn handout? Like there's never a shortage of places that the money that you're working your ass off for needs to go? I mean, think about that. You got, you know, the taxes, you got to buy braces for the kids, you got your subs, employees, your vendors, your insurance guy, all that other crap. Or maybe, you know, there's a project that goes over budget and you're like, shit, I ain't going to make the money I thought I was going to make. You go on and on and on and on. And oftentimes we feel all this pressure to make more money. We just can't figure out why, if you're working so hard, the needle isn't moving in a positive direction in the money department for you. And so listen, I'm going to tell you, you can't hard work your way to making more money. You can do a degree, but if you want to get to that six-figure personal income and beyond and really build a life and really build a future as a contractor, and you're not there yet, you're spinning your tires, I want to encourage you to head to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K. We have an amazing program that I'm super proud of. I'm proud of my team of coaches. I'm proud of the results we're helping people get. I'm mostly proud of the types of men and women that are in this program that are putting it all out on the line, and they're going, we're going to make this shit happen. We're going to turn a corner in our finances and our life. Guys, this program, we cover marketing, we cover sales, we cover how to price your work, we cover leadership, knowing your numbers. We could go on and on. We got open coaching calls. You get direct access to me and my team. You get a monthly topic. You get time with our bookkeeping coach, Gina. You get a mindset call with my personal mindset coach, Chris Dwyer, who I call Yoda. You also get our contractor fight night included in this. And I can go on. There's some other cool stuff, guys. But listen, I'm really proud of what we have there, mostly because of the type of men and women that are going, man, I'm done. I'm sick and tired of being in the same spot year in and year out. And if you can relate to that, then I want to invite you to check out what we got going on. Head to thecontractorfight.com/100K. Fighters, what's going on? Welcome to the 5 a.m. fight. I want to kick things off today for you by sharing something with you. This is a very, very trimmed down version of a Facebook Live that I did in the Contractor Fight Facebook group not too long ago. We do a thing over there called Monday Mindset Reset, where I go live for 30 to 60 minutes on Monday nights. And it's on a certain topic. So this one I'm sharing with you here is not going to be 30 to 60 minutes. It's going to be, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes long, something like that. But I'm going to give you an overview here of 5 stupid things that you're doing right now that are hurting yourself. You're hurting your business, hurting your life. And these are really common things, things that every single one of us could benefit to keep on our radar to make sure that they don't creep up on us and kick the shit out of us. So guys, first thing that you're doing right now that's stupid, hands down, 100%, is the fact that you care what other people think. Yep, you do. I do too. From time to time, that creeps in and we give a shit. Now listen, the people that are close to us, of course we care what they think of us. We want their respect. We want their love and this and that. I'm talking about not listening to yourself when you know something's right or wrong. I'm talking about you holding back in, you know, your marketing because you're afraid of what your customers will think or what your competitors will think or what your family will think. In fact, much of what comes out of my mouth here in the Contractor Fight has evolved through the years. If you followed me any amount of time, you can listen back to the first stuff. You can listen now. I'm a different fucking human being. And part of that is in the very beginning, I cared what people thought. I tried to come across professional, like I knew what the fuck I was doing and all this other shit. And so guys, when we care too much about what others think about us, we don't often listen to ourselves or follow our gut. And here's the other thing. Anybody could be a critic, right? So for those of you that are really struggling with what other people think of you, just remember, anybody can be a critic. Brene Brown, she's an author, speaker. She has a quote. I'm going to butcher it here. But it's like, hey, unless you're in the arena or in the field of play or whatever the hell she said, getting your ass kicked with me, shut the fuck up. That's very different than her version. All right, guys, but don't give too much thought to what other people think. Second thing that you're doing that's stupid, you have no clear outcomes defined in certain areas of your life. You're just waking up each day and you're throwing shit at the wall and you're responding to things and you don't have clear outcomes of what you want your life to look like, what you want your relationships to look like, what you want your bank account to look like. Okay. And because of that, your time, the way you spend it is fucked up. Your money isn't where it needs to be. Your health isn't where it needs to be or where you want it to be and all those other things. Guys, when you don't have clear outcomes, then you're going to struggle. And that's stupid because it's so fixable. So let me give you an example. Like, and a clear outcome is not, I want to get in better shape. Okay. That is not a clear outcome. A clear outcome is more of the lines of, hey, I want my blood, and I'm 51. So here's my clear outcome. I want to exercise every day. I want to move my body every day so that my blood pressure is normal, so that I can, run a mile in 9 minutes or less, bench press 250 pounds and squat 350 pounds. Okay. Something like that. That's a clear outcome of the health that I want. All right. Bank account, right? What's a clear outcome? I want to make more money. How much more do you want to make? Okay. Your lack of clarity, guys, is one of the things that's absolutely keeping you from being more successful. Third thing here I want to talk about that you're doing that's stupid. This is a big one. Not making business about the money. Yeah, I hear you. You want to change the world and have an impact and blah, blah, blah. Guess what? You want to have a bigger impact, make more money. It's a lot easier to have an impact in the world and save the fucking turtles and all that other shit that you care about in your community or whatever. It's easier when you're making money. And sadly, I see so many contractors, they're about everything but the money. Because y'all hide it and bullshit yourselves under the guise of, I just want to be fair to my clients and all that other bullshit. Well, you want to be fair to your clients? Make a fuck ton of money so that you can be in business, so you can have better people, you can hire the best people, you can deliver the best experiences. That's how you can be fair to your clients. And so many of you are not being fair to your clients because you ain't making enough money and you're running from this job to that job, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And it's just frustrating for everybody. I want to encourage you. I'm telling you right now, if you are not making business about the money, then you should get out of business and go run a nonprofit. The number one goal of a business is to fucking make money. So get your head out of your ass with that one. Fourth thing here. God, these are all good. Fourth stupid thing you're doing is you're comparing your success to other people. And there's a quote, forget the guy's name now. I shared it on the Facebook Live, so it ain't mine. The reason we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone else's highlight reel. I have a client of mine from time to time, probably once a month or so, they're like, oh my God, everybody in our industry is doing so much better than we are, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, how do you know that? Well, I see all their Facebook posts and they're doing this job and they're doing that job and they're doing this job and they're so busy and blah, blah, blah. And we're not doing big jobs like that and blah, 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 blah. Okay. They're comparing. Cause what do, guys? We go on Facebook and we go, hey, look how big my dick is. Look how many trucks I have. Look at the big jobs I'm doing. Look how cool I am. Look at this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Guys, comparison will kill you. And this comparison thing kind of goes back to the second thing we talked about, having a clear outcome of what success looks like for you. So don't compare. Do you. Be you. Comparison robs your joy, robs your happiness. You don't know what's behind the scenes of somebody else's life and somebody else's business. So you simply do you. Fifth thing here that you're doing that's stupid is you're winging your sales process. You know, I have a ton to say about this. All right. But here's my question for you. How long will you let others dictate how you spend your time and whether or not you're going to make money? That's really at the heart of the sales process. And by the way, you have a process right now. You just got to ask yourself, is it what I want? See, many of the sales processes out there are what I would call high friction, meaning they require a lot from you. Okay. And I think that's a mistake. They involve a bunch of your time being spent on the wrong people. many other processes are the client's process. So either way, you have a process. You either got a high friction one, you got one that's low friction and kick ass, like what I believe we teach, or you're on the client's sales process, which is, you know, like, was it Silence of the Lamb, Buffalo Bill? It puts the bid in the box. It puts the lotion in the basket. Yeah, that's creepy, isn't it? All right. It puts the bid in the box. That's the client's process. Just come over on Saturday. Miss your dinner with your kids. Don't go to the picnic. Oh, it's the 4th of July. That's okay. You could come over at 4 o'clock and give me a bid. That's the fucking client's process. And guys, every minute you spend in a sales process that you're just winging or isn't the one that you want is stupid. So how'd you do on this? How many of these five things are you missing the target on? I want to encourage you, take a look at this. Just guys, we're all going to get punched in the throat. We're all going to make mistakes and this and that, but we got to limit those self-imposed mistakes. Limit the friendly fire in your life and in your business by stop giving a shit so much what others think. Get some clear outcomes. Make business about the money. Stop comparing yourself to others and take control of your sales process. Listen, guys, reach out to my team and I. Join our Facebook group, all the stuff I always tell you here. Head of the contractorfight.com and tap us on the shoulder if there's something that we could ever help you with. Appreciate you guys. Give us a review if you found any value in this, and we'll see you guys next time.